Welcome to Remedy and Rhyme, a space where poetry meets the wise power of plants. I'm your host, Kimberly Kling of Joyful Roots. We'll begin each episode with a poem, a soul offering inspired by a single herb. From there, we'll follow the thread of the plant's deeper wisdom, exploring what it reveals to the heart, how it invites us into greater awareness, and how we might welcome that into our own lives. Then we'll ground that insight with simple ways to work with the herb in your everyday life rhythms. So whether you're here for the poetry, the plant stories, or the space in between, I'm so grateful that you've joined me. This podcast is for educational and inspirational purposes only. I'm not a medical doctor or a licensed health professional, and nothing shared here is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. The information provided has not been evaluated by the FDA. Herbs are powerful allies, but not without personality. If you experience an allergic reaction or discomfort from any herb mentioned, please stop using it. Also, if you're taking medications, check with your doctor about potential herb-drug interactions. Most importantly, you and you alone are the steward of your own body. What you choose to consume, apply, or integrate is entirely up to you. This is about health empowerment. Listen with curiosity and always honor your own body's wisdom. Hello and welcome to another episode of Remedy and Rhyme. I'm so happy to be here today. And we are going to talk all about our friend Blackberry. And along with Blackberry, I'd like to talk about the topic of alchemizing anger. So Blackberry is a dear friend to my family and I. We have a big patch of brambles right outside our back door that seem to be getting huger and huger every year. And right now, the blackberries are in season, so we've been going out there picking them every morning, or at least trying to once a day to get most of them before the birds and other critters do. And every time we go into the bramble, we tend to get beat up a little bit. So it's a funny joke in our family that when we go pick blackberries for somebody else, that we've gone to battle for them. And even though we come out scraped up and a little bit bloody sometimes, somehow those sweet little berries are worth it. So I'd like to start with a poem that I wrote in 2022 called Alchemizing Anger. And it seemed particularly fitting to the topic of the blackberry and how blackberry helps us to transmute and alchemize anger. Let your anger be a fire, incinerating obstacles that feed your inner flame, so it blazes with the purest light. Let your fury rise like the tide. Let it flow over rock and stone and form channels of jagged cliffs into soft surfaces. Let your disdain for injustice bleed from your heart and into crystal vessels of truth and righteousness. Let the despair in your soul pool up into a wellspring that feeds the biggest roots and expands into astonishing canopies. May the depths of your heartache be felt in bedrock chasms of the earth, and there be held safely as the dark carbon pressurizes, forming it into a brilliant diamond that sparkles radiantly upon us all. There's so much to be angry about right now. All across the globe, people are rising up in protest. We're fed up with injustice, with systems that steal life, land, and liberty. But genocides are continuing, bombs keep falling, oligarchs seem to keep tightening their grip. And the earth keeps crying out in louder and louder ways. The waters are rising, and so is our collective grief. These aren't just headlines, and no matter your political stance, these events impact all of us. They ripple through our nervous systems, our families, our communities. They affect the land beneath our very feet and the futures that we're hoping to build. And if we tune in and actually dare to feel the grief and the anger, we begin to recognize that these struggles are not as distant as we might have thought, but intimately connected to our own stories. We can imagine what it feels like to be uprooted, to be silenced, to be hurt by the very systems meant to protect us. And in that imagining, or even the actual occurrence of these things harming us, something powerful might begin to shift. Maybe in the grief and the anger, we are reminded that we belong to each other and we belong to this earth. And also that anger is not something to fear, but rather to honor and to help us transform. What if anger isn't the enemy? What if anger is a signal, like a sacred ember? Not something to repress, but rather to help us transform. This is the wisdom of Blackberry. It's alchemizing anger, transformative anger. And like Blackberry, anger often gets a bad reputation. Blackberry is sort of wild and unruly and takes over with the prickliness and chaotic growth, sometimes in areas we don't want Blackberry to take over. It can be kind of in your face sometimes. And sometimes anger also shows up in similar ways. Sort of unruly and in your face. It's especially hard for those of us who are socialized or have been socialized to be gentle and accommodating or nice. And many of us have been taught that anger is dangerous. I know I was. We can even be taught that it's unspiritual or something that we should be suppressing and pushing down. But when we don't let ourselves feel it, and when we shut it down and deny it or spiritualize it away, it doesn't actually disappear. Instead, it starts to turn inward and fester and simmer beneath the surface. And eventually, it becomes something else. It might turn into rage or resentment or depression or even disease. Our bodies keep the score, and they hold what we refuse to feel. Anger is actually the antidote to spiritual bypassing. This is the type of bypassing where we don't actually look at what's wrong, but we kind of shove it under the rug in order not to feel it and pretend that everything is just dandy and great, and we want to keep a positive attitude and keep the peace. And there are times for that, and there are times where keeping the peace is necessary. But if we hold on to that too long and don't let that anger be expressed, it can actually become explosive. Held in too long, anger can start to lodge in our bodies, in our liver, in our jaw, in our belly, and it can become chronic tension, inflammation, and all manner of illness. But when we allow anger to actually move through us in a healthy way with awareness and presence, it becomes something else entirely. Anger can actually become clarity, and it can become fuel for change. It becomes the heat that tempers steel, the fire that forges courage. Anger can clarify our vision. It has a way of burning through illusion and showing us what's true, and can move us from complacency to righteous indignation. It can be fuel for bravery, for boundaries, or bold change. Anger alchemizes like fire alchemizes. And like the thorns of the blackberry, anger is not inherently harmful. It's protective. It has direction and it shows us where the wound is. It can help point to what matters. Anger is also meant to move. It's a messenger with momentum. It's like an arrow that can be delicately aimed at the correct target when we take a moment to hone in our sight and allow the tension to help us aim it correctly, and then breathe before releasing the arrow. When left unchecked, unexamined, or when we act impulsively, of course, anger can hurt. It can scorch relationships, rupture communities, and create lasting damage. We see all over the place where that unchecked and unexamined anger hurts people. But when we learn to alchemize our anger and to listen to it, to sit with it, and to allow it to transform, it becomes one of our greatest teachers. Like blackberry sprawling vines, it reaches toward the light, but it asks us to correct what might be out of balance and to respect the thorns. Blackberry and anger both remind us how to transmute and move emotions in better ways. Blackberry's thorns show up and show us how to be fierce and unapologetic when needed, how to say no. The thorns are not there to harm without cause. They're there to protect. They guard the sweetness. Anger, like blackberry, shows us how to protect the juicy, tender parts of us, the sacred parts of us. And that wild, tangled growth reminds us that life can be messy and prickly, yet still sweet. So the question isn't whether we feel anger. Of course, we're all going to feel anger at times in our lives. It's whether we know how to honor it, whether we can meet it with enough presence to let it transform us rather than consume us. Can we hold the fire without letting it burn us down? Can we let the thorns teach us where our boundaries need to be? Can we let anger become clarity and courage? Now I'd like to share a little story that relates to British and Celtic folklore. The blackberry brambles have a connection to the threshold and to the other world. In British and Celtic folklore, brambles often grew around sacred sites like fairy mounds, ancient burial cairns, or liminal spaces believed to be entrances to the other world. They weren't just plants, they were guardians, keepers of wild boundaries between the seen and the unseen. These dense, tangled, full of thorn blackberry thickets were believed to mark places of power, where the veils thinned and the magic hummed beneath the surface. They made it nearly impossible to stumble in unaware. To pass through meant making a choice, a sacrifice, or a gesture of humility. In some traditions, if a person was cursed, haunted, or afflicted by somebody who was wishing ill upon them, they were instructed to crawl backward through a bramble arch. This was a ritual of reversal, of shedding pride, and symbolically passing through a portal of wild natural power to be reborn on the other side. The backward crawl wasn't just awkward, it was also humbling. You had to surrender to the thorns and to let them scratch away what no longer served. You might bleed a little, but you'd come out changed. Anger can feel a lot like that bramble arch. It's not always there to destroy. It's there to protect the sacred within. It's there to say, hey, if you want what's on the other side, you have to come in with respect and with willingness to feel and to humble yourself. So let's get into some of the herbal benefits and different ways in which we can bring blackberry more physically into our lives. The berries are the most common part of the blackberry that we know and love, but the leaves and the roots can also be used. And I like to collect the leaves at the beginning of summer or maybe even late spring when the growth of the blackberry is vigorous and bright green and the the tips of the stems are a little bit more tender and flexible. And these tender young green leaves can be cut off the plant, and then I let them dry in a basket, but if you're in a more humid climate, you might want to put them in a dehydrator. Now, they do have these little barbs on them sometimes still, even though it's the leaf and not the branch, and that can be a little bit of a prickly business. You also want to be careful to strain any tea that you're making with those leaves really well so you don't end up with those barbs in your digestive system. That's not fun. But the leaves are rich in tannins, which offer astringent support to tissues that feel loose, inflamed, or sort of overextended. In energetic terms, the plant is sort of saying, come back to yourself, gather your energy back in. And this is helping, this astringent property and these tannins are helping to tighten the edges to hold stronger boundaries and to tend to the parts of us that might be fraying, whether that's in our physical body, our spirit, or maybe even the heart. When applied topically, blackberry leaf can help with different skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, and acne because it's so astringent and has these beautiful anti-inflammatory properties that can help to reduce redness and swelling and irritation. I love working with blackberry leaf in tea blends or by itself as a tea for its tightening and toning properties. I find it very helpful for digestive systems that have become sort of lax and loose and leaky and need help retoning. Or when the digestive system is really inflamed and hot and needs some cooling action. Because of the tightening, toning, and cooling action that it provides, it can also help to alleviate diarrhea and soothe an upset stomach, or just promote overall digestive integrity. Blackberry leaf is a bit gentler. I find it a little bit like green tea, or maybe even black tea. But the root is a lot stronger in its tightening and toning action. So in cases where there's been ongoing diarrhea that needs to be addressed, it might be a stronger choice. But in cases like that where something's chronic or potentially severe, it's probably best to be working with a clinical herbalist or someone who can help to guide and keep an eye on how things are going. Because of that tightening, toning, and astringent action, blackberry leaf can also be used as a gentle gargle or rinse to help to care for the mouth, gums, and throat, or those parts of us that are for speaking, singing, crying, or expressing. The astringency offers support when tissues are feeling swollen and irritated, similar to the digestive tract, and can help to tone and soothe these vital parts of our body. In a way, blackberry is helping us to speak with integrity and to tend to our truth in a way that allows anger or any strong sort of feeling to move through the voice in a way that's clear and constructive. As I already mentioned, blackberry leaves have traditionally been used to support the body's natural response to irritation and swelling and heat. However, this can also show up in as tension in joints and soreness in muscles, or that kind of subtle inflamed feeling that can happen throughout the body. And so you might think of it as a cooling, astringent ally that can help to bring relief for generally overheated and irritated states throughout your whole body, not just the digestive tract or the mucous membranes. But helping to restore the body's sense of balance. Blackberry leaf is actually rich in nutrients like the berry, but it's got a pretty high vitamin C content that has been traditionally used for supporting the body's resilience during times of stress or seasonal changes. And in folk herbalism, it was used as a way to cleanse and protect, partially because it actually has some natural compounds that discourage unwanted microbial growth. So blackberry kind of has this quiet power that helps us tend to our inner terrain when we might be a little bit leaky or have unclear boundaries, and it's going to help make our bodies a bit less hospitable to the things that don't belong, as well as nourish at a nice deep level. Both the berries and the leaves also have a beautiful array of antioxidants. These compounds are like little protectors that help to buffer us from daily wear and tear, environmental stressors, or other oxidative challenges that we might have. These flavonoids can actually also help prevent oxidative stress in the brain, and this can help to enhance cognitive function and potentially reduce the risk of different neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Overall, antioxidants are fabulous for most of us, and I think they're greatly lacking in modern day life, but so needed because of how much we're exposed to on a daily basis. What's wild about blackberry is that it literally grows in such radical abundance that it's providing and providing and providing, and it might have these thorns that make us a little bit wary about harvesting, but if you could see my backyard and the amount of blackberry that has grown over the last few months, you would be amazed at the abundance. And so I just want to invite us all to perhaps take another look at this overlooked ally and think about how we might be able to bring blackberry into our lives more often or as needed. So now let's sit with blackberry for a few moments. Maybe we want to pull out a journal and reflect on these questions. What sweetness within myself is worth guarding? What boundaries do I need to enact to keep my soul more intact? Where does anger lodge in my body? And where in my life have I let anger stay stuck or unexpressed? And what's one meaningful step I can take to move that anger into aligned action or expression? Thank you so much for joining me on this sweet and spicy journey through the world of blackberry. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you would like to submit a poem to be considered for one of the future podcast episodes, please email that to kim@joyfulroots.com. And in the subject of the email, you can put that it is a poetry submission for Remedy and Rhyme. That would be helpful and wonderful, and I can't wait to hear from you. If you appreciate what I'm doing here with this podcast and would like to help support all future endeavors, you can do that a few ways. First and foremost, if you're able to rate and review the podcast in whatever platform you are listening to this, those positive ratings and reviews help us get in front of more people. You can also join our Remedy and Rhyme Patreon page, which is available at patreon.com/joyfulroots. You'll find all sorts of goodies there, including plant stories, recipes, and more. There is a free membership, but if you are able to help support the podcast via any sort of monetary donation, that is super appreciated. This episode is also brought to you in part by my favorite matcha on the planet, Posana Matcha. It's certified organic, third-party tested to ensure that it's free of heavy metals. It's pure, safe, and absolutely delicious. I love indulging in this every day. It's a single-origin matcha that's grown in the lush fields of Shizuoka, Japan. And honestly, it's the only matcha that I reach for anymore. So when you use my code JOYFULROOTS, that's JOYFULROOTS, at checkout on Posana's website, you'll get 10% off your order, and you'll be supporting this podcast through the small affiliate commission that I receive, which helps me to continue creating this empowering herbal content just for you. You can find the link in the show notes or head to posana.net. That's posana.net. And use the coupon code JOYFULROOTS at checkout for 10% off your order. I'd like to give thanks for the music in the intro and the outro that is called Bedtime After a Coffee by Ikun Baradine on Chosik. I'd like to give immense thanks to my family for supporting me in this herbal journey and for all of my friends and community who have also been so supportive. I'd like to give a shout out to all of the other herbalists who have influenced me. There are really just too many to name, but I'm so appreciative. And of course, my deepest gratitude goes to our plant allies who have honestly taught me more than I could have ever imagined. I'll see you in the next episode.